This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. A familiar scene in Hong Kong Wednesday. Pro-democracy protesters in the streets demanding independence from China as police used pepper spray and pellets to disperse the crowd. One major difference about this day, it was the first since Beijing introduced sweeping security legislation adopted in response to the protests that have gripped the financial center for exactly 1 year. Riot police made arrests as demonstrators gathered to mark the anniversary of the former British colony's handover to China in 1997. The new law, introduced late Tuesday, will punish crimes of secession, subversion, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces with up to life in prison. It will also see mainland security agencies in Hong Kong for the first time and allow for extradition to the mainland for trial. Authorities in Beijing and Hong Kong have repeatedly said the legislation is aimed at a few troublemakers, but critics fear it will crush the freedoms that are seen as key to Hong Kong's success as a financial center. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson responded on Wednesday, saying China's new security law over Hong Kong violated the city's high degree of autonomy and threatened freedoms and rights protected by the 1984 Joint Declaration. He also said the UK has made clear that it will introduce a new route for those with British national overseas status to enter the country. They will be granted limited leave to remain with the ability to live and work and eventually apply for citizenship. The United States marked a milestone of 47,000 new COVID-19 cases in 1 day on Tuesday. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.